Good morning, Luca. How are you?
I am very well. I'm not long out of bed, but I'm very happy to see a fellow Kildare man.
Tell me, how is the virus treating you and how's it affected your life?
I think like everybody else, I have very mixed days. I have up days and down days and good days and bad days. But at the beginning of the lockdown, which I think was around the 20th of March here, I did probably one of the first online gigs in a health food store near where I live in Ennistymon, and the gig is called Luca Bloom Live at the Aloe Tree. And there was something about that night, I got a bit emotional. I think I realized deep down that this was going to go on for a long time. And I spent the next 2 or 3 weeks feeling sorry for myself. I had to completely clear my calendar, lost a big tour of Holland, Belgium, America. And I just decided by about middle of April to just let go. I just surrendered and realized, of course, as you have to, that everybody in the world literally is affected by this in some way or another. And that the only priority was to stay healthy and to make sure that I behaved in a way that didn't cause any infection for anybody else. So that's kind of been my priority, is just to try and stay strong and healthy so that when I'm allowed to go back to Australia, that I'll be well and healthy when I'm given the call, because it's really important to me that I get back to Australia because I love it so much. And I have to be patient, I have to be quiet, and I have to be calm, and I have to be kind to others and not be getting angry and frustrated. So it's challenging. It's challenging for all of us. What I say about the pandemic, including for those who are still physically healthy, is that we're all vulnerable now. Everybody in the world is vulnerable. I'm used to being vulnerable. I've been vulnerable in one way or another my whole life. And but for other people who are achievers and industrious people and hard workers, and suddenly their trajectory has been halted, that's difficult for a lot of people. So I just try and be quiet and kind to people.
But most people are adjusting, aren't they? Even if it takes a little bit of time.
It's a major adjustment in the world. It's a major wake-up call for the world. I think the only part of life that's really thriving at the moment in this pandemic is nature itself, which is kind of interesting. And so, somebody used a word for me a while ago, and the word was anthropause. And it's a word that sort of describes the rewilding of the earth when the humans are quiet. And the humans are being a little quieter at the moment. And nature is having a great time.
Well, we wish it well. Now, your birth name, real name, is Kevin Barry Moore. Is there any significance in the Kevin Barry bit?
Yeah, I'm pretty certain that my parents decided for some bizarre reason to call their youngest child after an 18-year-old Republican legend who was hanged, I think, on his 18th birthday, which there was my first complex right there. And interestingly, nobody ever called me Kevin, so I grew up as Barry, and actually ended up recording 3 albums in my name, Barry Moore, which the last one would have been about 1981, I think. So I tell people that Barry is who I am and Luca is what I do.
The name Luca Bloom, how did that come about?
It would have been about 1986. I'd been away writing a couple of songs up in a beautiful place in the north of Ireland called the Tyrone Guthrie Centre, where people can go and be quiet and still and write their poetry or their songs or paint their paintings. And something happened, something changed. I'd been struggling for years to find my own voice as a singer and a songwriter and a guitar player. And I wrote 4 or 5 songs in a 2-week period up there, and something shifted. But I'd been struggling for so long and I was getting absolutely nowhere that over a period of 2 or 3 months in 1986, I'm pretty certain it was 86, I realized I needed to do 2 things. I needed to get out of Ireland to give myself a chance of having a new beginning. And that the second thing I needed to do was to just create an anonymous, like a band identity, for my songs. And that would give me an opportunity going to New York of being a complete beginner, because I felt like a complete beginner in many ways, actually. And so it took about 3 months to find a name that would sit with me. And Suzanne Vega's song, My Name Was Luca, was on the radio, and I'd never heard the name Luca before, and I liked it. And then that was a kind of a New York aspect to the name, and I wanted something that would connect me back home to Ireland, and I chose the Bloom legendary figure from Ulysses by James Joyce. And there you go, that's how it happened.
Before that, in the late 1970s, you had to change your guitar style of playing. Why was that?
Well, there were a couple of reasons that happened. I mean, and it's ongoing, to be honest with you, all these years later. I developed pretty chronic tendonitis at that time. Some of it had to do with the fact that I was drinking too much, and the tension that came from that, and the way that I was playing the guitar activated some kind of tendonitis, which I still deal with 40 years later. And there's been a couple of times in the last 30 years I've had to adapt my guitar playing style, because from time to time, if I'm playing too much or touring too much, that condition would be activated. But I'm very much on top of it now. I have a really good physio I go to once a month, and it's kind of interesting. Every time it's reared its ugly head, that condition, I've changed my style and written songs I would never have imagined myself writing. So necessity is the mother of invention.